Tabitha here with the Empowering Psychic Podcast, and I have a quick mini message for you from Spirit and always for the highest good. Take what resonates with you and release the rest. It is time to shine your light. And that is the message from Spirit to you. It is time to stop hiding. It is time to confront your fears. And I know that this can all feel so terrifying, but I bet that you have something that you have been wanting to do, but fear has been getting in the way, to say the least. It is stalling you, it is creating anxiety, it is giving you all this doubt, and when you take two steps forward, it feels like you might be taking three steps back because that damn fear just tends to get in the way. But the universe, my dear, is inviting you to step up, to step forward, and to no longer be afraid. Now, I know that might be sounding easier said than done, right? But it is now your time to shine your light. There is a reason, and the reason is that if you didn't have this idea or this skill or this gift, then it wouldn't be meant for you. But you do have this skill and this gift and this trait. You do have this, and it was given to you by, if you want to think about it as God or Spirit or the universe or your angels, however you want to think of it, but it is your natural born gift to do whatever it is that you have in your heart to do. And it's time to stop hiding. It's time to stop doubting yourself. It's time to stop resisting this gift of yours. It's time to bust out of that cocoon and to go for it. And you might be thinking, oh my gosh, but what if those damn what if monsters keep luring in, they keep coming up, and then all of a sudden your body feels like it's frozen and you can't do anything, and then you take like one step forward, but what if someone says something bad? I can't do it. And so distraction starts to settle in, maybe a little bit of self-sabotage, maybe you're trying to protect yourself as well, and all these things tend to get in the way. But my dear, Spirit is directly telling you, this is confirmation, this is validation, this is exactly what you needed to hear, that it is now time to step into the light. You are being supported, you're being guided, you are being shown the way. This feeling that you have in your soul is meant for you to go after it. And if you feel like you don't know what to do once you get started, or maybe you don't even know what to do to get started, there are plenty of mentors out there. There are guides. There are intuitive life coaches. There is me, myself. I can also help you as well. But there are others out there to give you a guiding hand if that's what you feel you need. And I do believe in support and having someone else guide you or give you confirmation that this is the way to go. So there is nothing scary about that, right? So when you have someone to guide you along the way, you don't feel so alone in the process, and you start to see that, oh my gosh, yeah, I can do this. So if that's the case, reach out for a helping hand, reach out for support, reach out, even if you have to pay someone. I think it's worth it as well, because you're receiving their energy and their guidance and their expertise and their experiences as a way to help you plunge forward, as a way to get the ball rolling, as a way to feel inspired as well. And you don't have to pay for that either. There's inspiration everywhere. There are free videos to inspire you. There are free resources out there everywhere. And all of this is to help guide you, but there is a point in time where learning and feeling inspired is going to come to a halt a little bit as far as progressing along, because you could get inspired every single day, which I do encourage you to do that, but you also must take action in order to create the life that you want. And Spirit's now saying, now's the time to do that. Now is the time to get out of your comfort zone and to shine your light, because you do indeed have what it takes to help others, to help yourself, to even if it like, you know, even if it has to do with like artwork, maybe you just have something that you want to create and put it out into the world. And maybe you're hesitant because you feel like, oh, I don't know. And I understand that personally, because I know that your artwork especially is coming from your soul. It is coming from a deep, deep part of you that feels very vulnerable. But I can assure you from my own personal experience that when you allow this, when you offer this, when you invite others into your world, they too will resonate with it. Maybe not everyone, and that's okay. If they don't, because then that person is not for you and for your gifts, and they'll move along. But there's really nothing to fear. And now is the time to shine your light, to share your gifts, to offer what it is that you have to offer, and to trust your gifts, to trust this natural talent that you have. Whatever it has to do with, maybe it's writing, maybe it's singing, maybe it's dancing, maybe it is riding a skateboard, maybe it is building, maybe it's creating, sewing, all these different ideas. Maybe it's being a teacher or a doctor or a spokesperson or a leader or a coach or a counselor, or, you know, anything that you can think of, whatever you feel drawn to, it is now time to be that person, to claim your gifts, to go after it. Spirit is saying, shine your light, shine your light, shine your light. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about Spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.